B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Listen to these names. And Ryan Armstrong, a guy who follows the station, he responded to Woj saying, what year is it? Sources. Lakers planning individual workouts to evaluate centers Joakim Noah, Dwight Howard, and Mo Spates.
Former Sixers,
Maurice Spates, wow. Who's been playing in China the last couple of years. Also, Marcin Gortat.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is also playing
overseas.
Well,
they lost Boogie. Yeah, Boogie's done. And so they're bringing in Mo Spates. What was, like, Todd McCullough not available?
Half these guys could be playing in the Big Three right now.
Yeah.
Ice Cube's league. Yeah. Why don't they call Ice Cube? Hey, you got a center that can play for us?
Yeah. Is Mutombo available? Yeah. Theo Ratliff?
God.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, well.
Dwight Howard, I don't think that could work. Back to the Lakers?
No.
That didn't work out the first time with Kobe. I know Kobe's gone, but
doesn't
that,
really
I don't
work
think
out anywhere
work.
For him for no. some reason. He was like a total freak athlete.
Actually, he had a decent season last year.
Mm.
He had a decent season stat-wise last
and
year.
And he's not signed right now.
See, last year he was averaged 12-9. It's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. When you're playing on that team, you're not going to be the primary offensive focus. Because you got some players there. You got AD and you got LeBron.
They got JaVale McGee.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. All right, here are a couple more of these hot takes for you. This is number 20 on Kevin Kincaid's list on Crossing Broad. He says, I love how Stephen A. Smith is an unapologetic capitalist. He works very hard and deserves every dollar he makes. He's easily the number one talent on ESPN right now in terms of reach and familiarity. Stephen A. Smith.
I like Stephen A. Smith a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think ESPN is doing disservice to him, making him do all these things. I don't know if he necessarily agrees to all this stuff, and maybe he does because he does get paid for these things, but I use this for example. He brought this up a couple of times. I saw a commercial. I don't watch MMA, but I saw a commercial previewing a fight on ESPN, and they had Stephen A. Smith a part of the broadcast, and I'm like, dude.
You're just shoehorning him
when
right
did
now.
Stephen A. Smith learn MMA?
Yeah. Well, he may know it and everything, but
well, they probably
not...
gave him a spark notes on the flight to wherever, or to Las Vegas to cover the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, let this guy have a day off.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's never in studio for the first take
he
show.
He doesn't need to be on everything.
Yeah, like, I think Stephen A. does a fantastic job on First Take. I think he's changed the way we watch these programs. I don't necessarily watch these programs because I'm tired of the yelling and screaming because they have to yell and scream every single day. But he's made a name for himself. He did it himself. I give him credit.
I agree with Kevin on that one, too. He is the star of ESPN. And because he's on everything, like you said, and he is prominently
He does First Take, and then he does the radio show later on that day. And then during basketball season, he's doing courtside.
Yep. He does a ton. There's no doubt about it. All right, number 21 on his list, he says, Kevin Kincaid says, I don't get the Mike Scott tattoo thing. I think it's cool that he's really connected with the fan base, but Scott's only played 37 games here. Usually it takes a little more than that to become a fan favorite type of cult figure. But what do I know? Mike Scott... Hive, the love affair with Mike Scott. Like, he's connected and he'll pop into places.
He's coming on today at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
in studio with Anthony Gargano.
Yeah. So, what do you think about Mike Scott? I love the way he's connected with the fan base. And I love that he's not a superstar player that's doing it. And it's just, I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah, I think it's a cool thing.
I don't get it completely. Like, I wouldn't get a Mike Scott tattoo. But I get, you know, the whole thing about it, why people have clung on to it, especially in a social media world. All right.
I think it's great.
All right.
I think that's all I'm going to say.
You think it's great?
I think it's great. The Mike Scott stuff.
Why are you going there?
No, you just brought up the Mike. You don't get the tattoos and whatnot.
Oh, with something coming on your phone? You're all betwixt and between now.
I got Kevin Kincaid reaching out to me.
And what did he say?
DMing. He goes, the Stephen A. Smith MMA thing was a disaster. That was when ESPN first launched their partnership with UFC and they pushed him really hard.
Okay.
And I agree. I don't get it.
All right.
So, Kevin, what up? He's listening to the show. He's a friend of the show.
And he's number 22, and this is important. He said, my wife complains when I leave the seat up in the bathroom, but I don't know why it's so hard for her just to put it back down.
I can't answer that.
What do you mean? You got the live-in?
Yeah, but I put the seat down. I just put it down.
Yeah, but why? And I agree with Kevin on this, because there's a couple of reasons why. It is just as simple to put it down as it is to put it up. Frankly, you should close it.
Yes.
So it shouldn't be either. It should be closed. The commode should be closed.
Yes.
The lid down. Not just the seat down, but the lid down.
Yeah, because the animals like to go drink out of it.
But here's the deal. Like, My wife complains about the seat up too. But then I look at the vanity, and there's 9 million products all over the vanity. You're worried about the seat. I can't even find the sink.
Yes.
Because there's this, that, all this, you know, concealer.
Just that and third.
All kinds of stuff. I got products coming out of my house. I could, it's insane.
But you left the seat up.
But I left the seat up.
No, that's a problem.
Yeah. No, I don't leave it up very often because I often sit down when I go. Just to take a little rest.
I'm just going to let that one go.
All right, 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We've got open phones right now. Not a lot of waiting. Coming up today at 3 o'clock, you said Mike Scott's going to be in. We're also going to have an online ticket raid today. Go to our website, 975thefanatic.com. You'll see the info there. Pre-register and get there quickly because the tickets will go fast for FanFest coming up on Saturday, all presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. AI is going to be there. Tobias Harris, DeSean Jackson. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you do that at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And kind of where we started today, Andrew, was with Gabe and with the Phillies. Now, they're going to start this two-game series tonight in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
It's Nola. Who's going now for Boston?
To be determined.
Yeah, so we got a TBD still. Two-game series tonight. It's Nola tonight, Smiley tomorrow. And Gabe has been the hot topic of conversation.
Yes.
In regards to the Phillies. And we asked the question earlier, is what do you do here? You're in a weird situation. The fact that John Middleton kind of came in and swooped in and made some significant decisions for this team basically cut the legs off, in my opinion, of the president, Andy McPhail, and the general manager, Matt Klentak. And in essence, a little bit Gabe Kapler as well, but more so Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak. And especially because the things that McPhail has said, kind of if we do, if we don't, we win, if we don't, we don't, those kind of things, totally contradict the notion that Middleton has of wanting to win and win now and not this matter of fact. Hey, blah, blah, blah. And we haven't heard from McPhail since the appointing of Charlie Manuel.
He's not going to speak until after the season ends.
Yeah. His speak is going to be an exit. He's done.
You think so?
I don't think there's any way that Andy McPhail comes back. I really don't. I think John Middleton doesn't like the hearing that. And that kind of translated to the fans, if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. Number one. And he cut his legs off.
Yeah. And
so they're going to part ways.
Think about it.
What does that mean?
What does the owner ultimately want? Yeah, obviously he wants to win. But he wants money, right? Mm-hmm. He wants people to come to the games and buy the stuff inside the stadium. And if his president is saying, if we make it, we make it. If we don't, we don't. What would make that? That's not inspiring for people to go, I'm going to come to the ballpark today.
Yeah.
So John Middleton loses money that way.
Well, yeah. To me, for Middleton, I don't think it's just about money. He's making that hand over fist. He's got the new TV deal and everything.
Part of it is.
Part of it's always that. It is a business, but at this point, he wants to move the ball forward, make the team more relevant in the city, because it gets him more money, and I believe that he truly wants to win, which is why he got on that airplane and went out to Vegas with his wife and closed Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think McPhail will be gone. But what does that mean? Does that mean that Matt Klentak is then gone? Does that mean that Gabe Kapler is gone? I think Gabe's only gone if Matt Klentak's gone, and because a new general manager would want his guy there. What would satisfy you at the end of this season if the Phillies don't make the playoffs?
If the Phillies don't make the playoffs?
Yep, because I don't think they will. I don't think this wild card thing's going to happen. This pitching staff's not good enough. It's not going to be good enough down the stretch.
Well, that's not Gabe Kapler's fault.
Okay.
I said this a couple of weeks ago. I was doing a Saturday show, or it might have been when Jamie and I filled in for you and Ant one of those days a couple of weeks ago. And I asked the question for the people who hate Gabe Kapler, and I'm one of them. Like, I don't like Gabe Kapler. I'm pretty honest about it. Now, I give him the benefit of the doubt for things, but I'm pretty honest. I don't like Gabe Kapler. If you want Gabe Kapler fired, they're going to have to implode. Like, not miss out on the wild card by two games. It's going to have to be like 5, 6, 7 games. And when that last week of the regular season starts, they have to already be out of it. Like, the last week of the regular season, you're pitching AAA guys, AA guys.
Playing out the string.
Exactly, to give them some experience. How many times have we seen that with the Phillies, where the last week of the regular season, they're already eliminated, so you're going down just to see these young guys play. Tickets are probably dirt cheap at that point. For Gabe Kapler to be fired, they would have to implode, not miss by two games.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. When you say they miss out in the playoffs, are they missing out by 2 games or 10 games? If they miss out by 10, he's got to go.
Yeah.
Because that means they imploded and had another huge collapse.
Okay, but let's say they miss out by 3 games.
He's back.
Okay, but are you assuming McPhail's back and Klentak are back? So all three are back? What would satisfy you, though? Do they need to do something? Do you need another body other than John Mailey this season?
Well, Chris Young's probably going to go. Pitching coach will probably be fired. Is that enough? No, not to make me happy, but do I think Matt Klentak's done a bad enough job to get fired? I don't think
so. The farm system?
I don't think he's... Yeah, but you still have some guys, and maybe that's just what they're telling you, but Moniak's been hitting. Bohm is the third baseman of your future. Spencer Howard is going to be a top three pitcher in your rotation. You got him coming up. Medina, they didn't trade him for a reason. He should be a top three guy in your rotation. So if Medina and Howard eventually come up and you have Nola, now all of a sudden you have three good arms.
But you're also talking about an organization that's developed two pitchers in the last 25, 30 years.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's not...
The track record's not... That's not all on Matt Klentak.
No.
But it's also been under his watch. He's got one right with Nola, and I don't even think he drafted Nola. That was
right.
5 years ago.
That wasn't Klentak.
That was Raj's crew.
But these other guys that they're saying are supposed to be great pitchers, they will eventually come up. I don't think if Matt Klentak gets fired, that's going to save this team or not. I think going into this offseason, he's going to have one job, and that's to fix the starting rotation. He doesn't have to worry about signing Bryce Harper. Even though John Middleton's the one that closed it, Matt Klentak was a part of all those conversations. Mm-hmm. He's not going to have to be worried about that. He's not going to be worried about trading for a catcher, so you're not playing Cameron Rupp. Like, he's going to be focused on just the starting pitching this offseason.
Okay.
And maybe that's a good thing for Matt that he only has one focus. And the bullpen.
A singular focus? Okay.
I just don't think firing him is going to save anything.
You don't think Klentak and charting a new organizational philosophy is not that big of a deal? Because again, this...
The hitting approach, yes.
Well, he's part of that.
Yes, he is. Listen,
I think he's more a part of that than McPhail. I think it's the philosophy of this organization, I believe, stems from Matt Klentak. And it trickled into the manager that he hired.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want that organizational philosophy to be less analytical, I'm not saying no analytics.
Right.
But less analytical, less launch angle, less barreling or whatever he calls
it. Barrel accuracy.
Yeah, any of that stuff. Then he's the guy that has the trickle-down effect to make that change if you were to let him go.
I know that people aren't happy with Matt Klentak. They're not happy with Andy McPhail. But what's it going to do? If they get fired...
Yeah, but I can't just sit here if I don't believe that they're the right people. And just because they were extended under the guise or under a shroud of mystery, by the way, it wasn't even announced that they were extended when they were, which is weird to begin with. Like, why was that not
especially
even public?
Especially because if when you extended Klentak during spring training, when you signed Bryce Harper, that he would have had a 100% approval rating at that point.
You're going, okay, I get it. And you brought in Segura and JT and you made all these changes. You signed McCutcheon. That would have been the time to do it. Why was that shrouded in mystery?
I still think the Phillies had a good offseason. A good, not a great elite offseason because they didn't address the starting pitching.
I agree.
But they had a good offseason bringing in five all-stars.
But the point is if we all know that these guys aren't the right guys, I don't care if they're under contract or not. Again, I always say it, great managers, great owners recognize when something's not right and don't care about anything else and fix the problem immediately. Don't double down on it and assume it's going to change. So have you seen enough from Klentak? Have you seen enough from Gabe where you know that they're not the right guys to be the stewards of this franchise and move it forward? And if you believe they're not, there's no advantage to waiting, only wasted time.
See, that's a tough question to answer.
So if you believe that, because you're out on Gabe, and if you're out on Klentak.
I'm out on Gabe, but I don't
blame
him.
You're not out on Klentak.
No, I don't blame
him. But Klentak's the one who's not giving him any pitching.
But that's what makes this conversation difficult. Matt Klentak has done good things. He also made a boneheaded mistake thinking the starting pitching was going to be good enough. Gabe Kapler's made many mistakes this year, but Gabe Kapler may be overmanaging because of the starting pitching that he doesn't have. So... Matt Klentak's to blame. Gabe Kapler's to blame. Andy McPhail is a moron for saying if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. Like that's
well,
that
he's
was
failed
stupid.
Everywhere he's been, except one with the Cubs.
Except one time when he won the World Series with the Twins. So I mean,
oh, yeah, Twins are.
I don't know how to answer that question. Is a new GM going to come in here and fix everything? They need
not
a,
one offseason, but they're going to start a new course.
They need a leadoff hitter. Well, that's Andrew McCutcheon when he comes back healthy.
Yeah, but a new GM and a new philosophy will lead this team in the right direction going forward, and we won't waste another year. Of Harper's prime.
Depends who that GM is.
And you're not going to waste another year of Kingery's development, Hoskins' development, young pitcher's development, Bohm's development. There's a lot on the line right now.
Yeah, there
610-632-0975. That's the number. We got some open lines. Grab them. We'll get you on quick, I promise. It is the midday show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about Window Nation. Intense summer heat is back. We're in a heat wave again, and it's causing your old leaky windows to produce unnecessary high energy bills, allowing damaging UV rays to fade your valuables and make your windows even less effective. Well, listen up. I got the solution. Maybe the kids are still at camp, you're still on vacation, or considering another vacation. Well, my friends at Window Nation, no vacation there. They're the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. And right now, they have extra capacity and have to keep the factory busy and the installers working. So, folks, here's the deal for you right now. One free window for every window you buy. No minimum or maximum purchase required. Now, that's on all styles of windows, plus no down payment, no payment of any kind, and no interest for 24 months, two full years. So buy now, start saving now, and literally pay nothing for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust. Visit windownation.com or call them at 866-90-NATION and get one free window for every window you buy, plus no down payment, no payments of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. Visit windownation.com or call them at 866-90-NATION and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic and Martinez.
Right now they're infuriating again. It's the roller coaster of this baseball season. And when we get off this ride of the roller coaster, I don't know how we're going to feel. Are we going to feel nauseous like you went on too many loops and maybe ate too much before you went on this crazy roller coaster? Or are we going to feel like excited about the future? I don't know. What is it going to feel like when we get off this thing? We went up on a hill in April, right?
Okay.
They took us up that the big hill and they dropped us.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Wheeled Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly delis. Visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
M. Don's tweets in regarding the toilet seat etiquette question by leaving the seat up. He said, toilet seat etiquette is a gender numbers game. There are more females in the house. Men should put the seat down and vice versa. I'm outnumbered. Me and Evan are outnumbered. With the wife and two daughters. We're all. So I guess I got to put it down, according to M. Don's. Great tweeter.
It shouldn't be that difficult, right? Like, if I accidentally leave it up, which I never do, but if I accidentally leave it up, like, just put it down.
Jamal tweets it. He goes, wait a minute. Jason, you just gave me agita. You sit down to pee occasionally? Yeah. Yeah? What's wrong with that? Sometimes you want to take a rest. Get off your feet.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Less? Yeah, it's nice. For some?
It's nice.
Is it?
It's a nice item. 610-632-0975. You promised me an Odell Beckham quote.
Oh, yeah. This is from Odell Beckham Jr. He spoke earlier today, and this was on the Giants trading him to Cleveland.
All right, so he's still talking about it.
This wasn't no business move. This was personal. They thought they'd send me here to die.
Well, so, what?
Apparently, maybe. According to Odell Beckham Jr., and this is from the Sporting News, the Giants actually received better trade offers for him.
Oh, now that's dumb. If that's the case, they're dumb.
So I don't know what to believe, but apparently they were offered better trade options and they'd rather have sent him for a worse package.
Tried to send him to Siberia.
To Cleveland, yes.
Yeah, they tried to send him, if that's the case.
If that's the case, I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, if, you know, if that's true, then whoever made the decision to go to send him to Cleveland as opposed to a better offer, it should be fired.
Well, that's a dumpster fire there in New York.
It is. But look, is he shocked he got traded? He shouldn't be. He has a huge contract. And he's a huge pain in the rear end. He's a great talent,
very talented player.
Yeah, but he's a massive pain in the butt. And you can look back and look at the teams that win Super Bowls. Do they have a receiver like Goodell?
No.
Patriots, did they?
No. The year they had Randy Moss, they didn't win. Now they went 18-1.
Yeah, but they didn't win a Super Bowl. Did the Eagles have one of those Super Bowls when they won a cup or one of those receivers a couple years ago? Alshon was good, but
Alshon was good. No, he wasn't elite.
You can't have one of those elite diva receivers. Now, there are
exceptions. I remember you having this conversation with Anthony.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. That could end up changing. Mm-hmm. It really could end up changing because there are a lot of now highly talented diva wide receivers, more so than before, except for what? Remember we did the bi-decade team?
Yeah.
In the 90s was what? Jerry Rice and the other guys that were in that group as well. That could end up changing.
Yeah, but I don't know that you can allocate that much money to a receiver and a guy that is can be a disruption like that and have success.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I will say. At least Odell Beckham Jr., even though he's still talking about it, you don't hear any problems coming from camp.
No.
Antonio Brown, he's...
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I mean, there are issues with the Oakland Raiders and Antonio Brown, whereas Odell Beckham Jr., everybody seems to like him there.
Yeah. What the Pittsburgh Steelers did with Antonio Brown should be very telling, that they basically ate $21 million of a dead cap space to get rid of the guy.
And the Steelers know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, even though they haven't won a Super Bowl in a couple of years, they still know what they're doing.
Yeah, but you know, they didn't cave in to Le'Veon Bell, the way they handled Antonio Brown. Now, he's out there citing this helmet issue and another grievance, the cryotherapy thing where he burned his feet, massive frostbite, and episode 3 tonight of Hard Knocks will be on at 10 o'clock, and I can't wait.
I'll eventually watch 1 and 2.
And Mayock came out and basically said he's got to figure out if he's all in or he's all out. And I thought that was weird that they released that and verbalized that. That was a shot right to Antonio Brown. At some point, they got to just cut bait.
They're not going to, though.
Yeah, he knows he has all the power in the world.
They already gave up too much for him. Well, they didn't give up that much, but they gave up pieces for him.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That is the number. We'll get to more of Kevin Kincaid's top 50 hot takes, and we'll vet those as well with callers. Let's go to Chuck in Bethlehem on the Fanatic. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Jason. Appreciate you taking the call.
I appreciate you calling.
Thanks. I guess I got two different points. I put this on Middleton, to be honest. I think McPhail, I agree with you guys that McPhail's got to go. He just seems to be lost with what he's talking about, you know, and try to communicate with fans. He's clearly not, you know, connecting with us. But Middleton, you know, he gets a pass, I think, because he signed Harper, put the big money out there. Getting Segura was a great move in getting that in there. But pitching was a question mark at the end of last season when they tanked. It wasn't addressed. You know, you basically had two starters, you know, and Arrieta was always a question mark in that. Can he make it through a season?
Yeah.
Get a chance to go out there and get Keuchel, you know, and it didn't cost a lot. And he didn't put it up there. And I know this is just, you know, me, you know, BS for me, but it's almost like the Phillies were put into a hard cap. You know, I spent my money on Harper, signed who I signed, and we're not going to go over some fictional dollar, even though there's a salary cap and all that kind of stuff. And they just seem to be trapped into a locked, or they just seem to lock themselves into a dollar figure, and they weren't gonna extend themselves over.
Boy,
even
I hope,
though there were some other moves that needed to be done.
Well, I hope that's not the case, Chuck, because this is a big market. Number one, John Middleton's talked a big game when it comes to dollars. And look, he said he's willing to put his money out there. I hope that he doesn't have a self-inflicted cap, because you're not going to win in this league. You look at the teams that are constantly in the mix; they have exorbitant payrolls.
That they do.
You know?
Hey, good luck. Good luck on Saturday, and get some of those Flyers to show up.
Well, none of the guys are in town yet. I've been working on that, Chuck. I appreciate the call for FanFest. I tried to get a couple of different guys to come out and do the Q&A with Coatsy and I, but it's been tough. I tried to get Carter Hart, but he's not going to be in town.
Man, just not relating to this city.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, they come in usually like right around September 1st.
Yeah.
And I've had Dave Haxtell has been out there a few times and done the Q&A with fans. Obviously, he's not here. But Elaine Vigneault is not going to be back until September 1st. So
Hack had a good performance at
he always did well
at FanFest.
Yeah. And he didn't do it last year. I didn't think it was a good idea to bring him last year because of the ire. But
probably fair.
Yeah. But the Flyers will be out there at FanFest. They'll be well represented. And it's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Saturday.
80 degrees.
And Coatsy will be there, though.
Good.
I talked to Coatsy yesterday. He's all fired up for it. He's ready to come out and have a good time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Talked to him on the phone, and we had a nice little chat.
Coatsy's always a good time.
Oh. I go, we'll have a cocktail. And he goes, I don't drink anymore, but I'll have one with you.
Yeah, of course.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Ken in New Jersey. Clears the board on the Fanatic. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. Love the program. Love the topic. I wanted to touch. I think I can sum it up, hopefully briefly, if I can. Agreed with the last caller. In regards to watchability, matrices, Clintac, et cetera, et cetera. You can tie it all together and say they are unwatchable. If you take the Phillies out of the mix or throw them in, either one, and you just say, okay, there's a team that's two or three games now out of the wild card, and I have no hope, no faith, and it's not even a good product. That says that the whole league is a bad product, because that's a bad team, and they're unwatchable, and they're only a couple games out of the wild card.
So that's kind of a microcosm on the league is what you're saying?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's a microcosm on the Phillies and on the league, and it's also a microcosm on Clintac and the ownership. If what that last caller said is true, that there's a hard cap, which I don't know. I agree with you in regards to Middleton. But that's like having a big, huge 5,000 square foot mansion, brand new, and not doing any of the landscaping.
Yeah.
If Clintac could not evaluate that his starting pitching was terrible, given, except for Nola and Arrieta, possibly. After that, if he couldn't identify that at the beginning of the season that they were going to be poor, then he either A, is a very, very poor judge of talent, because that was easy to see, and that's not hindsight. That was easy to see. And then, to make it worse, he did not go out and get easy adjustments, like you mentioned, that were there. And if that's because it's a hard cap and they weren't willing to spend another $10 million to try to make something out of this season, then there's a big, big problem, and that makes them and the league unwatchable.
Yeah, it's a good point, Ken. And that's the thing, you know, there were two guys available that you didn't have to dip into your farm system for, and both of them could have helped this team. Because you brought up, Andrew, you brought up earlier, Velasquez, Pivetta, and Eflin in your starting rotation. It's shaky at best.
Well, three-fifths of your rotation coming into this season, your number 2, 4, 5, had been demoted to the bullpen.
Yeah. And then you look at the bullpen, and look at from Robertson and Neshek and all these names. And you chose not to go out and pay for either Keuchel or Kimbrel. Right?
So that's okay.
And I'm not saying Keuchel's great, and he's not what he was, but he's better than what they have, considerably better.
But that's okay. Last comment is maybe they thought with that lineup, they were going to bash their way into the playoffs. So let's see how it plays out. The first couple of weeks, you thought, hey, maybe that is the deal. But then as you could see, no, this ain't happening. Then to make it worse, they didn't go get Keuchel. So it's like, whoa, what's the deal? Either A, you still can't evaluate pitching, or B, you have a hard cap and you're not going to spend the extra $10 or $12 million, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Until you invested all of that.
Or even C, Ken, you didn't think that Keuchel could help you.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a combination of two of those or all three.
Now, Dallas Keuchel,
which is disturbing on all levels.
He's not having that great of a season with the Braves, but no. He's, once again, better than one you have. And That's why I did give the slight golf clap to trading for Jason Vargas, because you gave up nothing.
Yeah.
And he was better than what you had. But that is also a shot toward Matt Clentak, and that's, dude, you just brought in Jason Vargas, and he's better than four-fifths of your rotation. He's at number five anywhere else. And if you started, think about this.
He'd be your third.
If they got to the...
No, he'd be two.
If they got to the one-game playoff, they would pitch Aaron Nola because he's the best pitcher by far on this team.
Assuming he didn't have to win the last game of the season before that.
Exactly.
And go eight.
So let's say he pitches that one-game playoff and wins. Your game one starter would probably be Jason Vargas.
Yeah.
Jason Vargas would be your game one starter.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
And then Eflin,
I guess. Or Velasquez.
Yeah.
I mean, but think about it. That's terrible.
Yeah. No.
That is terrible.
That's a quick ticket home.
Jason Vargas could be your number one starter, your game one starter, Phillies Dodgers, if they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And win that one game playoff.
If Nola had to win the wild card. You're right. It's and all those things that the caller just brought up, whether it's they've instituted their own cap, that's a problem. If they really believe that those pitchers going into the season were good enough, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if they believe that Keuchel couldn't help them, or Kimbrel, that's a problem.
A guy the Mets paid you to have could be your game one starter.
All right, so we've been talking about this list on Crossing Broad. Another 50 hot takes. Kevin Kincaid put out the post, and I was reading it last night, and so intrigued by so many different ones.
It's a great list.
Yeah, and he's done, this is now the third time he's done it, and they're always a lot of fun to read. Some of them are ridiculous. Some of them are logical. Some of them make all the sense in the world, and some make no sense in the world. But he's on the line right now from Crossing Broad. Kevin Kincaid joins us. Kev, how you doing, man?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Yeah, no, thanks for sharing some of these. I figured I would have to.
Thanks for giving us something to talk about.
Likewise, I could say the same.
Yeah, you put them out at strategic times when really not much is going on, which I appreciate. And they're always, I think they're funny. They're hilarious. And, you know, you rip on some people in here as well. You defend other people, which is cool. And I think that they're pretty funny and they always, and you know, spark a lot of conversation. So when you put the list together, like, it's hard to come up with 50, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's funny. It's like, isn't this always how it works? I could sit there and I could spend like 3 days writing the best Philadelphia 76ers recap of all time. You know, I could have great quotes from Brett Brown and Elton Brand and, you know, a bunch of video clips and stuff in there. And then maybe like 10 people will read that. And then here I am, you know, just pulling 50 things out of my butt and putting them together in a list. And the story does really well. So isn't that just ironic how that works out?
That's society today in a nutshell, though, isn't it? Like, they prefer stuff out of your butt than they do like well thought out pieces sometimes.
No, but that's the world that we're living in. You know, listen, I mean, we're all just here for the almighty page click, you know? So if people are reading the website, then who am I to argue, you know?
And you addressed the page click with one of your random things. You said, I don't know why people say you're just doing this for clicks. Yeah, that's the entire point. We're trying to get people to read our website, so click it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, everybody's like, well, you're just doing this for page views. Well, why else would I be doing it? You know, why else would you guys be doing the radio? You're trying to get people to call and you're trying to get people to listen. So, yeah, you know, I just hope the takes aren't too hot because I don't need the whole Mike Scott hive coming after me on Twitter or anything. You know, I just think, like I said, I think it's really cool that he's connected with everybody. But like Jason, would you get a Kevin Hayes tattoo if he starts out hot, like in the first 20 games?
No chance.
Next year, and he scores like 10 goals. Yeah.
If I didn't get a Carter Hart tattoo, Kev, I ain't tattooing anybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. Then what am I going to tattoo? Like 0.917 is save percentage on my arms?
Let me give you a hot take number 37. Philadelphians need to go to other places besides the Jersey Shore in the summer. Life is too short to go to Wildwood for 40 straight years.
I agree. It's one of the ones I was going to bring up too, because it's a great one. And I totally agree. Like, we just go, okay, the Jersey Shore is where we went growing up as kids. So we all have to go there and we can't consider other options. Like, how many times do I have to ride the sea serpent?
No, but that's such a typical, isn't that like Philadelphia in a nutshell though? It's because we're so parochial and we're so provincial and we like what we like.
You're like familiar.
And it's not even that other things are bad. Yeah, like I could go to, like, we have a place, my wife's parents have a place in Mays Landing. So it's not that there's anything wrong with Sea Isle City. We've just been going to Mays Landing for 40 whatever years, you know, so there's no real reason to go anywhere different. You know? But there's a big world out there. You know, there's plenty of places to go and see. I don't necessarily feel as though the Philadelphia sports fan or Philadelphia resident is necessarily the most well-traveled individual out there. You
know? Unless the Eagles are playing in California and they're at a soccer stadium against the Chargers. Then they'll travel, but just with other Philadelphians for an Eagle game.
Yeah. Or if they're playing in London, they're playing in Los Angeles. Yep. Playing. I mean, isn't that funny? That's probably the most well-traveled that we as Philadelphians are, wherever the Eagles are playing.
Yeah, but you got to find the Philly bar. Yeah, right. Yeah, you go out to London and you're finding Philly bar.
Yeah, you congregate there. Absolutely.
The other hot take I was kind of wary about, and I might offend some people with this one, but Jason, I know you're a rock and roll and heavy metal guy, so I don't know.
45.
Yeah, I don't know if you're a Bruce Springsteen guy or not, but I felt the need to clarify that. It's not that. I get that Bruce writes great lyrics and he's been doing this for a long time and he plays his 3-hour shows and stuff like that. I just don't like the music. Like, I don't think,
to me, it's
the piano and the saxophone is like a rock and roll instrument. You know, I want stuff to rock.
Kevin,
you know?
So I've been outspoken on that. I think Bruce is hokey.
I do too. I get it. Like, you know, Johnny went down to the shipyard and he lost his job and blah, blah, blah. And he wanted to be a baseball player and all this stuff. I can connect with that. But you know who else was a good storyteller? Tom Petty was a good storyteller.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Miller
had, you know, did music that was just as well with half the band members, you know, like I don't even know what half of the E Street Band is doing at any point in time. You know, they got like 19 people up there.
Yeah.
So that's it. You know, I respect the fact that Philly's all Pearl Jam and Bruce Springsteen and stuff like that. I just felt the need to clarify it.
Well, I think I know there's a lot of Bruce fans out there and you know, John Clark and all those guys, but I'm with you on Bruce Springsteen. And I said I was going to go to his concert just because I've been bugged about it because I'm not a Bruce fan. But I think his music is totally overrated. I get his good musicianship and all that stuff. But to me, the whole underbite and, you know, the Born to Run thing is a little played out. My wife said she wants to go see
that
movie,
true, but
that Bruce Springsteen movie. I'm like, seriously?
How many singing movies do we need?
Well, that one's a whole weird thing about that Bruce inspirings. I don't know. I have no interest in it.
I do understand, though, Jason, that, and I make concessions for this, that you and I are probably like the only two people in Philadelphia sports still listening to Pantera in 2019.
Yeah, there's more than you think, brother, man. I got a legion of CFH fans on my Twitter.
Well, I hope so, but yeah, that was my, those are the two takes I felt I would highlight, but thanks for going through some of the list, and I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for doing it, Kev. We appreciate it. Be good, man.
All right, man. I'll see you guys.
Hey, it's Kevin Kincaid on Twitter or on the phone here talking about the list. And I got a Flyers one I need to bring up when we come back, okay?
Okay.
And you'll be surprised at my take on it.
All right. It's a great list. By the way, real quick, a tweet from Corey Seidman. The Red Sox, who spent more than $90 million on starting pitchers this season, MLB high in total dollars and percentage of payroll, are forced to start Brian Johnson tonight versus the Phillies because of all the injuries and ineffectiveness in the rotation. Building and maintaining a starting staff, not easy. Mm-hmm. So I get what he's trying to say. Like, look, the Phillies didn't pay that much money on starting pitching. The Red Sox have the highest payroll towards starting pitching this season, and both are a disaster.
Yeah.
And that's why the Red Sox might miss out in the playoffs.
Yep. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Coming up top of the hour, we've got a little something called Bring the Heat. Stay tuned. It's the Midday Show. Andrew in for Anthony, who's in for Mike this afternoon, and Jason Martitas on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about a company that I just came across, and I couldn't be happier. The owner, Scott, and his team from Security 5. Scott's a great guy, and he came out to the house, installed a system, and walked me right through it, a security system. And I can look at everything on my smartphone. Every time a door opens in the house, every time a door closes. So awesome. I feel like my family is safe. I moved my son downstairs. So I need to know when the back door opens, when the back door closes, when he comes and when he goes. I can control my thermostat right on my smartphone. You can control your lights, security, everything. It's a great system. You can unlock the door with your phone. So if somebody gets home before you and they need to get into the house, boom, they shoot you a text. You can get right into your house. And Scott, everybody at Security 5 did such a great job showing me how everything works, explaining to me the system, and I highly recommend this company for all your home or even business security needs. Security 5 is who you got to call. 35 years installing security systems, and they've evolved with technology. Cameras, card access doors, automated gates, and intrusion systems, they're all there. They do it all. They got a farm. You got a farm? You want to protect your horses? Protect those prized possessions with Security 5. Literally, no matter what your situation you're in is for your home or your business, they are your guy, Security 5. Financing available. Visit them online at security5.com. That's Security, F-I-V-E. Spell it out and let them be your experts for all your security questions. Again, online at security5.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Bring the Heat is coming up in 7 minutes' time. I wonder if the OK guy checked in. Because remember last week, remember about 2 weeks ago, he called and said he was rooting for the Mets over the Phillies.
Yes.
And then last week, he called and was all in again.
And he was angry at you.
And he was angry at me because I wasn't changing my expectations. Well, we didn't hear from him yesterday, so I wonder if we're going to hear from the OK guy today. You have any insight on that? Do you know?
No.
You don't know if he checked in or not?
No, I'm in the big chair today, man.
I wonder.
I like the surprises.
Which side of the fish is flopping on the deck today? that jumped out of the water.
Fire everybody. Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's what he's going to say because that's what the okay guy does.
Oh, my sources. Does not look like he called in today.
Oh, so he's now bunkered up because I called him out on him flopping around like a fish.
Maybe
that's weak.
Maybe he's waiting to see what happens.
That's weak. That is real weak. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. So Kevin Kincaid just checked in. And we got open lines, by the way. You can jump right on and get right in. We're going to give some FanFest tickets away throughout the remainder of the show. There's a ticket raid today at 3 o'clock. If you don't score them from us, you can score them at 3. Go on our website, 975thefanatic.com, and click on the link there, pre-register, and then get ready at 3 o'clock to try and score tickets. The event's coming up on Saturday, all brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. So if you get on the phone lines now, we'll hook people up with tickets for good calls the rest of the show. So Kevin had that list, the 50, what did he call it? 50 hot takes for Philadelphia sports fans, and kind of went all over the map and talked about the baseball's one-game wild card playoff, which you like. He said it's one of the worst ideas ever conceived.
I don't hate it, but my team's also never been a part of it.
Yeah. He said recently he decided that it's not okay to wear a jersey with another man's name on it. You can only wear jerseys up until the age of 18. We got some response on Twitter and over the phone that you can't wear a jersey if you are only if the player is younger than or older than you. Right.
Yeah, I said I don't own a jersey of a player younger than me, and I just realized that when we were going over one of that hot take, and I also realized Joel Embiid's younger than me, which makes me feel great.
Yeah,
because Joel Embiid is a very successful person, and here I am talking about him, but I don't own any jerseys of anybody younger than me.
Okay, so that morning Dip tweeted and said the rule is you don't wear a jersey of a player that's younger than you. Well, I'm 47, so I guess I can't by that rule. Then I would never be able to wear a jersey.
Yeah, but you have a DeSean Jackson jersey. You have
I do.
Carson Wentz jersey.
I have a McNabb jersey that I won't wear anymore, but it's still there.
Right.
I have a Chris Pronger jersey, which I've never worn. I have a few others. I have a Keith Kachuk jersey, a Phoenix Coyotes jersey. I can wear that. He's actually like 2 days older than me.
How about that? Okay. So
by 2 days, yes. So I could wear that, but I don't agree with that rule.
Yeah, I don't. It depends. Maybe there's got to be an age gap or something.
Well, could I only wear a jersey of a player that's older than me that played in the past? Like Reggie White? Randall Cunningham?
I don't know, because 10 years from now or 15 years from now, let's just hope, let's just say 20. 20 years from now when there's a new franchise quarterback in town, you're going to be in your 60s 20 years
Stop
from
it.
Now. Sorry.
60s. Yeah, 67, 20.
So, 20, see, I know these
you're
things.
An old man.
20 years from now, there's a new franchise quarterback. You might want his jersey.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, and he's going to be way younger than you by 40 years.
I don't buy that rule that you can't wear another man's jersey. I don't know what... Like, why is it not okay?
We just make up these rules.
I know, but I don't understand even the thinking of why that wouldn't be okay, you know, to wear a jersey of a player. Or you just got to get a jersey with no name on it, which I think is lame. Would you get a number?
Yeah, I don't like the no-name jersey.
Am I going to get a number 11 and not Wentz's name on it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't like the only no-name jersey I like is college.
Yeah, like you can do a Penn State jersey and there's no name
on it. Sometimes you have to explain who it is.
Yeah, if I get a number 10, is that Bobby Ingram?
Yeah,
or is
exactly.
That a different number 10.
Here's a bust out. I have a Khalif Wyatt Temple Owls jersey.
And it's got his name on it?
No.
Okay.
But I bought that jersey, the number one,
yep.
When Khalif Wyatt was on the team.
Yeah, I don't like the number one for a player. The only people that can wear the number one.
I like the number one.
A basketball player can wear number one and a goalie in hockey. Number one for any baseball player is weird.
Yeah, I agree.
And number
actually.
One for a football player is very weird.
I'm all right with the one.
Even the kicker. Yeah, you just put the kicker on the board. No, I'm not in favor of the number.
What
one.
About the 0-1?
No.
No? What's better, the 0-1 or just the 1?
And 0 or double 0 should never be worn on a jersey.
I thought it was kind of cool. Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, you can't go with, it's not
Agent
a number.
Zero.
It's 0.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Spencer Hollis.
There's no quantity.
Spencer Hollis is a double 0.
Yeah, exactly.
With the Sixers.
Which is the point.
What about the 99?
99. In certain sports, you can wear, like in football, like Jerome Brown wore 99. Yeah. You can wear 99. A lineman can wear 99. But in
Manny Ramirez, he was a 99.
You could go with 99 there. That's fine. You can wear 99 in any sport but hockey. You can't wear 99. You can't even wear it as a youth player in hockey.
Well,
because you got to show respect to the greatest
reasons. Yes.
Yeah. Like you can't wear 66 in the NHL. You shouldn't be able to wear that because of Mario.
Okay.
But like number 9 for Gordie Howe, you can wear.
Soon, with the Phillies, the way they're putting everybody in the Wall of Fame, you're not going to be able to wear any jerseys.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Although they're not retiring their numbers.
Yeah, eventually, you just got to put all the numbers back into rotation.
Back in the mix?
Yeah. I mean, you should be able to do that. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Let me give you this one. And I told you, I teased you this one. I said, Flyers fans, this is Kevin Kincaid, number 10 on his list. Flyers fans need to stop becoming offended at every perceived ice hockey slight. It's just a cyclical thing. The team isn't great right now, and that's why the media coverage is heavily geared towards Eagles, Phillies, and Sixers. When they're good again, the landscape will shift appropriately. Now, I totally agree with that. I understand why they aren't being talked about, why they aren't being written about, why they aren't more relevant right now. It totally makes sense. You haven't won a playoff series in 7 years.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by your opinion, Twilight. You said I'd be surprised with your answer. I'm not, because you're also a radio man.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mike Missanelli always says, you got to play the hits.
Yeah.
And as big of a Phillies guy,
I would love to talk about it more, but I get it that it...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.